Hey, can I get a lumberry mocktail? Yeah, and a rubber straw, please. Thanks. What? I'm busy. Huh? She can't be serious, right? Are you forgetting the tour is coming up soon? I'm not a professional fighter. Most of those fights were against amateurs, not professional-level champions. Not unless they add a few more zeros to that offer. No! I said no! Look, I'll be back to the hotel later. Just... like I said, I'm busy. Fine, yes. I'll message security and let them know when I'll be getting back. Unbelievable. Who does she think she is? Sorry there, love. Sometimes those sparks like to jump. I'm sort of a walking hazard when I'm a bit gloomy. I didn't singe your outfit, did I? No burn marks or anything? No pain? Watch the hands, love. Unless you're wearing some rubber boots or gloves, you're gonna wanna wait until I've discharged. Don't wanna give you a nasty shock. I mean, you can probably already feel the tingle of the static if I just hover my hand here, right? What? Something the matter, love? Ah, the TV. Yeah, that's me. Figured you would have noticed sooner. It's a little hard to be inconspicuous when your face is plastered on almost every phone or TV or computer, and you're in a... let's just say I've seen the posts some fans have made on my timeline about my outfits. Who'd have thought so many girls would be so in love with fishnets and leather straps? And it's not like I don't want pretty, cute, adorable girls thirsting over me. Yeah, like I said, what do girls like better than a pretty punk in fishnets and leather? And I very much prefer the attention of pretty girls. Actually, I remember seeing one comment from a fan talking about the boots I was wearing for a performance, and how she wanted me to step on her with them, which was followed by a bunch of kissing emojis. No, I'm serious. And between you and me, the idea of a girl on her hands and knees wanting to kiss my boots? Very appealing. I definitely wouldn't mind having something like that tonight. I mean, yeah? It's really hot. Hold on. You seem a little too interested. Me talking about myself like this. You're not a reporter or anything, are you? Just so you know, all of this is off the record. Huh? You're not? Well, that's a relief. So why all of the interest? I mean, I get that I'm a bit of a local hotshot, but most people just want a picture or an autograph or something. But you haven't even asked for anything. You're just kind of letting me ramble. Am I that fun to listen to? Oh, goodness. Aren't you adorable? Don't get stage fright now, love. Why don't you tell me what's so interesting about me? If someone were to walk by, they might think I'd used static on you. You know, it's actually funny. You've got that same look as my opponents in the ring. That moment where they realize that I'm not just a fragile little Jolteon. They think type advantage or any other kind of tricks will save them. But in doing so, they show their hand. Just like you are right now. You're more than just a fan, aren't you? You're the exact same kind of girl to leave those comments. Or make those posts about how hot Critter is. She's so pretty. I wish she would step on me with those boots. Am I right? Oh, I think I'm pretty spot on from the way you're squirming. Hey, pretty thing. Look at me. There we go. Gosh, you're cute. What do you think when you look at me on the TV or your phone? Or when you're scrolling through your socials and you see a picture of me? What runs through your mind when you see me bristling with electricity on the stage? I think I can take a good guess. And judging from the way you're squirming, I think I can make those thoughts become reality, pretty girl. Oh, don't look so surprised. I did just say I like cute girls, didn't I? Is it really that shocking that someone would think you're cute, hun? Oh, don't put yourself down, darling. You're gorgeous. And if you don't believe me, well, why don't you let me show you? Come back to my hotel with me, even just for the night, and I promise I'll give you an electrifying experience. What do you say, pretty girl? Want to come back and have a good time with your favorite rock star? Well then, come on, baby girl. I parked out back. You okay, love? You're looking a little nervous. Oh, yeah, the security. Don't worry. They don't come up to the suite unless I call for them, or they think something's wrong. If anything, they're probably envious that I get to bring a pretty girl up to my suite. Can't say I blame them. Yeah, we're going up to the top. My manager can be a bit of a pain in the butt sometimes, but damn if she can't book some great spots for us when we tour. Here we are. Can I get you anything to drink? No worries. There's a fridge here with some snacks or drinks if you need anything. Here, make yourself comfy. Yeah, you can sit on the edge of the bed. It has a wonderful view, doesn't it? The sun will set soon, and all those gorgeous lights will be shining all across the city. But I did promise you an equally beautiful experience, did I not? If you truly do want that, hun, there's a few things we'll need to go over. I know some of those publications like to joke about how kinky I must be, or what I might be hiding behind the bedroom door. But to be honest, they're not exactly wrong. Everyone has their things they like in the bedroom, and I'm no different. Far from it. See, I like, well, for lack of a better term, shocking my partners, both literally and figuratively. Well, it means exactly what it sounds like, darling. Giving you tiny little zaps on your body to elicit a reaction from you, or to give you pleasure. What does it feel like? Well, that depends on your pain tolerance and how much power I put into it. I don't usually go too high, but I've heard it can range from a tingle to a dull but noticeable pain. Obviously, this isn't something I'd ever force on you. But it is something I found people enjoy or are curious about, and I always ask if they're willing to give it a try. I promise I'll start gently, and you can direct me if you want more or less intensity. Of course, and if it's too much or you need to stop, just yell out purple, okay? Now, stand up. I can't toy with you with that shirt in the way. Here. Allow me, darling. And while we're at it, let's get the rest off, shall we? Now turn around for me. Let me get a good look at you. Oh, fuck. Love, you're absolutely gorgeous. Let me just take a second before we start, baby girl. I want to fully appreciate this moment. Can I touch you? I just want to run my hands down your body. No shocks yet, I promise. I just want to appreciate every part of you. You can press into me if you want. Am I making you nervous, baby girl? No? Do you mind if I give a little attention to that gorgeous ass of yours? Oh, darling, the way you shiver is adorable. What if I gave it a little squeeze, Oh, that got a nice reaction out of you. Goodness, you're cute. I do like seeing you squirm. Get on your knees, pretty girl. That's right. Just sink down, right at the foot of the bed. I'm going to sit down here, and you're going to kiss my boots. Oh, pretty girl. Didn't I say at the bar I could tell exactly what you wanted? Kiss my boots. Oh, that's it. Good girl. There we go. Gosh, look at you. On your hands and knees. Finally getting what you've always wanted. How many times have you thought about being in this position? Being under me? Worshipping me? Keep kissing them, beautiful. And while you do, I want you to start taking them off for me. Slowly. There we go. Good girl. Doing exactly as you're told. Are you getting a little excited? Seeing you squirm is so cute. There we are. You've got one off. Now the other, darling. While you do that, I'm going to take off these thigh highs. Good girl. That's it. I can tell you're enjoying this. And I bet you would enjoy this even more if I slipped my foot just between your legs and gently teased you. Oh, just like this. Ooh, such a pretty moan. Gosh, pretty girl. I can feel your warmth. That's it, darling. Go ahead and grind on me. Make yourself feel good. Look at you buck your hips. Oh, seeing you shiver. Ah, oh, goodness, love. You're getting me really worked up. There. Now that my boots are off, I want you to come up onto the bed with me, darling. Aw, don't whine, baby. I still want you to keep grinding on me. I want you to feel good. Now, come on up. There we go. Good girl. That's it. Let me guide you here, love. Just straddle my hips like that. Good girl. That's it. Just buck your hips into me. There we go. Good girl. Ride my thigh. Do you think you're ready for a little bit of a shock? I won't put too many amps into it. Just a few to start you off. I'll just reach down, grab that beautiful ass of yours and... Oh, darling, that was quite the squeal. Are you okay? No? Just a little surprising? All right, let's try a different area. Right between your legs, on your inner thigh. Oh, can you feel it in the air as my fingers get closer to you? That tingle? Oh, that's it, pretty girl. Oh, gosh, your cries are so beautiful. And the way you shudder after each shock. Oh, you're absolutely precious. Oh, darling, I just want to see you writhe and squirm even more. Okay, stop grinding, darling. Lay on your back. There we are. Now, hands up above your head. That's it. I have a pair of leather cuffs to keep you still. Let me just slip them on. There we are. Now, just relax, beautiful. There we are. Keep those legs spread for me, baby. I'm going to enjoy teasing and toying with you. Let's start with these legs. Feel me trace along your thighs. Oh, what's with the whines, pet? I haven't even zapped you yet. All I'm doing is tracing my hand along your thighs. That's all. Waiting for just the right moment. Oh, fuck. I love the way you gasp and buck, darling. The way you shiver after. Let's move up a little more. Don't worry. We're still keeping the shocks fairly weak. What if I did it? Right here, between your legs. Oh, your whimpers are so cute, baby. Are you ready? Oh, that was loud, pretty girl. How did that feel, Did my little electro slut enjoy getting shocked between her pretty legs? Well, why not try that one again? I'm going to lower my power, but keep the contact longer. Let me know if it's too much, okay, pretty girl? Oh, darling, You're practically bucking your hips. You like that, huh? Oh, tell you what, pet. Keep bucking your hips. I'll keep giving you this lovely sensation for as long as you want. And all the while, I'll use my other hand to explore and tease you as much as I want. Ready, love? That's it. That's it, baby girl. You can move your hips as much as you want. Let me know if you want to turn up the intensity. Oh, good girl. Oh, there we go. Oh, just enjoy yourself, pet. Meanwhile, I'm going to trace up to your torso now. Oh, right here, across your tummy. Oh, that's it, baby. You can take a few little shocks, yeah? You're doing so good for me. You keep moving your hips as much as you want. I'm just going to move up here. Trace right along. Right to your nipple. Oh, are these a little sensitive, darling? Don't think I didn't see your breath catch in your throat when I pressed my thumb in. Man, what if I just gave them a little pinch? Oh, poor baby. All this stimulation. It must be getting to be so much. Oh, but you can take a little bit more. Just for me, right? Even when I'm teasing and toying with you. Even when I'm... Oh, pretty girl. Look at you arch your back. Didn't expect me to give you a little zap on your nipple. Oh, but you screamed so beautifully. I can't resist you now, darling. Oh, not to mention how you've been fucking my hand like a desperate, needy girl. That's what you are, though. Isn't that right? Oh, baby. Just a few more shocks, I promise. And be as loud as you want. Don't try and muffle any of those pretty screams. Oh, I knew you'd like this, baby. Oh, now you know how good it feels. Oh, that spark. That sensation. Ah, now you can't help but love it, because it feels so good, right? Ah, oh, that's it, pretty girl. Oh, you've been so good and taken all these little zaps and shocks I've given you. Just three more. You can do that for me. I'll even count them out for you. One, two, three. Oh, there we are. Shh. Oh, it's okay, baby. We're all done now. Oh, pretty girl. You're shaking. Was all that stimulation too much? Oh, it's okay. You can just relax now, darling. Let's get you out of these cuffs. Yeah, I could tell you were enjoying it. I could feel you were enjoying it too, with you fucking my hand, pretty thing. There we are. Just lay back now, darling. I have a bit of lotion I'm going to apply to the areas. Sometimes the skin can get a little irritated. There we are. Good girl. Just relax. Let me take care of you, darling. Oh, one more thing. Here, open up your Rotem phone. There we are. Now you can call me anytime you want, if you ever want to feel that way again. Now, why don't we get you a little food and some berry juice? Something to get your strength back. No, don't bother getting up, darling. I can still feel your legs shaking. A shower can wait, darling. I don't want you falling if your legs give out. Just have your snack and juice. I have some spare pajamas in the dresser if you want to slip into something cozy. In the meantime, is there anything else you want? Just some cuddles. Of course, pretty girl. Just come and rest your head on my chest. I'll put on some music. You just relax. That's it. Rest up, darling. You can fall asleep if you want. I'll be here when you wake up.